Welcome back to Tawadhi Mechanach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yod. Well, Perek Yod begins by introducing us to two Shoftim about who we really know no major details other than pretty much their names, where they lived, and how long they ruled. Perek Yod Pasuk Aleph. Vayakamach Re'avi Melech Loshia Es Yisrael Tola Ben Pua. That's his name. Ben Dodo Ish Yisachar Hu Yoshi B'Shamir Bahar Ephraim. We're introduced to someone named Tola, Tav Vav Lamed Ayin, Ben Pua, Pei Vav Aleph Hei. He is a man of Yisachar. He rose to save Israel. Where did he live? In Shamir, in Mount Ephraim. So all we really know about him is that he ruled Israel for 23 years. He died and he was buried in Shamir. It might be safe to say that those 23 years were quiet because it seems to be very clear that the Navi describes of the years of turbulence. So presumably, Bnei Yisrael under Tola ben Pua, the land had 23 years of quiet. Pasuk Gimel, Vayakam Echarav Ya'ir Hagil Adi, next Shofet, Vayishbor Es Yisrael Esu Mishtayim Shana. All we know about Ya'ir the Gil Adi is that he judged Israel for 22 years. And interestingly, it tells us about Yoav Giladi, he had 30 sons riding on 30 young donkeys. He had 30 cities, and it is called Chavos Ya'ir, the city where, it's very, very interesting. Collectively, we call these cities Chavos Ya'ir. Chavos Ya'ir is a name we actually see already from the Chumash. It is in the territory of Menashe on Ever LaYarden in Bamidbar, Lamed Beis. Chavos Ya'ir is, it's interesting to see, it's beautiful to see the name here. It's a territory on Ever LaYarden in the tribe of Menashe. Okay. Ad Hayam Azeh, it's called Chavos Ya'ir until this day. Again, we're talking about Ya'ir HaGil Adi. All we know is that he ruled for 23 years. It is in the Eretz HaGil Ad. Vayamas Ya'ir Ve'yikaber B'Kaman. Ya'ir died, and he is buried in Kaman. Okay. Steindelt's Nevi'im says, where is Kaman? Northern Gilad, approximately 17 kilometers east of Kibbutz Gesher. Okay, now we go to the real main topic. I shouldn't say real, the main topic of this parak. And that is the next... The pattern continues. The children of Israel do bad in the eyes of God. God sends the enemy to oppress them. Children of Israel call out and repent. Hashem sends a savior. The children of Israel continue to do bad in the eyes of Hashem, and they worship Baal and Ashtaroth and the gods, the powers, I should say, of Aram and the powers of Sidon and the powers of Moab and the powers of Bnei Ammon and the powers of Plishtim. And they left Hashem, and they did not serve Hashem. Pasuk Zayin, Vayicharav Hashem b'Yisrael. Hashem was very angry at Israel. Vayim Kirim b'yad plishtim u'b'yad b'nei Ammon. As a punishment for their worshipping the powers and the gods, lowercase g, obviously, all these foreign gods, Hashem is angry at them, and he gives them over into the hands of the plishtim and b'nei Ammon. Pasuk Ches, Vayir atzu, Vayirotutu es b'nei Yisrael b'shana hahi. They battered, they aggrieved, they crushed the children of Israel in that year, Shmona Esrei Shana, for 18 years, the children of Israel is called Bnei Yisrael, Asher Be'Eivor HaYarden, Be'eretz Armori, Asher Be'Gilad. For 18 years, the children of Israel who dwelled on the Eivor LaYarden, the eastern side of the Jordan River, in the lands of the Amori, in the lands of the Gilad, were crushed and oppressed and aggrieved because Hashem gave them over to the hands of the Plishtim and the hands of the Bnei Ammon. Vayavu Bnei Ammon Es HaYarden. Now look what happens. The Bnei Ammon become... too overly confident. And now they don't only want to subjugate the people on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Pasuk Tes, Vayavu b'nei Ammon es ha'yarden li'lochem gam b'Yehuda, ube b'Binyamin, ube b'Beis Ephraim. Vateitzer li'Yisrael ma'ot. And the b'nei Ammon now cross the Yarden River, and now they want to fight in the territory of Yehuda, and in Binyamin, and Beis Ephraim. And it aggrieved Israel very much. Pasuk Yud. All of a sudden, the people of Israel remembered Hashem. The people of Israel realized we cannot win against the enemy without a Kosh Baruch Hu saving us. And the children of Israel cried out to Hashem, we have sinned to you. We realize why this travail has befallen us. We have sinned against you, Hashem, they called out. We left Hashem. We worshipped Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Gid Aleph. Hashem is not so quick to come to the rescue. Vayom Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem said to the children of Israel, Halomi Mitzrayim, Umin Hemori, Umin Bnei Amon, Umin Plishtim, Vitzidon, Vav Malik, Umaon, Lachatzu Eschem, Vatitzaku Elai, Voshi Eschem Yadam. Hashem says, you know, I think we've seen this before. Wasn't it by the Egyptians, by the Amori, by the children of Ammon, by the Plishtim, the Sidonim, the Amalek, Ma'on? You were oppressed and you called to me, and didn't I save you from their hands? Atem azavtem osi. Despite all of this, you abandoned me. Vatabdu Elohim Mecherim. You worshipped other gods. Are you not learning from your mistakes, says Hashem? Lachein lo osif lohoshi Hashem. Oy vavoy. Hashem says, you know what? Enough already. Dayenu. How many times did I save you from the foreign enemies? And you still continue to leave me? Lo osif lahoshia eschem. Hashem says, I will not continue to save you. This is potentially a catastrophic statement that, of course, Klal Yisrael cannot envision and Klal Yisrael cannot imagine, and neither can we. And if I could say such a thing, it's more hyperbole. Hashem, of course, will never stop saving us. Hashem will never abandon us. That is not how Kosh Baruch Hu works. And when we sin and we repent and we do teshuva, Hashem will come to our aid. But Hashem is really stressing for the people in this time and say for Shoftim and for all of us and every generation, every Jew. We cannot continue to leave Hashem and think when we're in trouble, He'll come to save us. Leave Hashem, He'll save us. Leave Hashem, He'll save us. We have to be with Hashem in all times, in the difficult times and in the elevated times. And we have to always live with Hashem. We can't only turn to Him when the enemy comes upon us. Hashem says, like in Pasuk Vav, we're told they turn to Baal, Ashtaros, Elohe Aram, Elohe Tzidon, Elohe Moav, Elohe Bnei Amon, Elohe Plishtim. Because Baruch Hu says, when will you continue to forget about me? How long will you continue to forget about me? And Hashem says, I'm not going to save you anymore. And then, Pasuk Gedala, tongue in cheek. Hashem, this is apparently through the means of a prophet, Hashem is speaking to them. Lichu v'za'aku el ha'elohim asher b'chartem bam. You want someone to save you, says God in Pasuk Gedala? No problem. Go and call out to those gods, Chlor G, that you chose. Hey, my Yoshiu lachem. Certainly they will save you. Be'isaraschem, in the time of your need. People of Israel have a rude awakening, a jarring awakening, and they realize, v'yamu b'nei Yisrael Hashem, who will save us? Nobody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us in our time of need, in our time of danger. All foreign powers, all foreign nations, International Court of Justice of the Hague, all foreign powers turn against us. What does the Megillah say in Eicha? Koro ai yal igubi, all of my friends mocked me. All of my friends left me. Echa yashva bedad ha'irabasiyam. She sits all alone. She used to be so full of the multitudes that we realize that all those we think are our friends turn against us. Only Hashem will save us. So Hashem says, oh, you want someone to save you? Why don't you go call to those foreign powers? Those strange gods that you chose. Maybe they'll save you. Vayom b'nei Yisrael Hashem chatanu. B'nei Yisrael klapen achei. They say no. You, we sinned. Aseh atolanu kuchol tov beinecha achatzilenu nahayam azeh. We're in Pasuk Tesvav. And the Bnei Yisrael say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sin. Please, you act on our behalf today. Like all the good that is good in your eyes, please save us on this very day. Pasuk Tezayim, but they didn't just put words, they went to action. Vayesu es Elohei hanechim mekirba, vayavdu es Hashem. They removed the foreign gods from their midst. And they turn back to serve Hashem only. And Hashem's soul was short with the misery of Israel. So what does that mean? Steinzel's Ketuvim, he could no longer tolerate Israel's suffering, as it were. He did not want their suffering to continue. Just like a parent who says to a rebellious child, how many times will you rebel? Go see if those powers into whom you turned will save you. But ultimately, the parent always comes to the child's aid because the parent loves the child unconditionally no matter what happens. Now, Kosh Baruch Hu can't handle the suffering of Israel. And so, of course, he turns to them and he turns to save them. Pasuk Yud Zayin. By the way, in contrast to last parak, which was 57 verses long, this is only 18. Yud Ches Pasukim Lang. Vayitzaku bnei Amon vayachnu begel. Now we return back to the war, okay? So that the parak took a little intercession, if you will, to tell us about the communication and the relationship at this point, or the decline in the relationship at this point between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, if you could say such a thing, yes, and the turning of Israel back to their Father in heaven. But remember, what we're speaking about really is that the enemy, the Bnei Ammon, not only were they ruling over the tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan River, but they crossed the Yarden to fight against Yehuda, Benjamin, and Beis Ephraim. Now we resume the narrative of the encampment of the battle, Pasuk Gedzayin, Vayitzaku b'nei Ammon vayachnu ba'gilad, vayasu b'nei Yisrael vayachnu ba'mitzvah. We're now told where the different camps are encamped. The children of Ammon mobilized, and they encamped in Gilad. The children of Israel gathered, and they encamped in the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah where the children of Israel were camped? Steinzel's Nevi'im. The mitzvah mentioned here was located just north of the Yabuk River. We know the Yabuk River from the fight of Yaakov Avinu with the Sar Shel Esav, Paraglama Beis, and Bereshus. So you have the Bnei Ammon camped in the Gilad. You have the Bnei Yisrael camped in Mitzpah, which is just north of the Yabuk River. Pasuk Yurchas, last pasuk of the Perek. Vayomahu Am Sarei Gilad, Ish Arei Ehu. Miha Ish, Asher Yachil Lachem B'Bnei Ammon. Yel Rosh, the Chol Yoshvei Gilad. The people, the elite, the princes of Gilad said to one another, who is the man who will begin to wage war against the children of Ammon? Yel Rosh, the Chol Yoshvei Gilad. Whoever this man is, he will be the head of all the citizens, the inhabitants of Gilad. I want to quote from the Art School Nevi'im. God's mercy began by causing an inexplicable change of Ammonite strategy. Whereas the Ammonites had already begun to subjugate the heartland of Eretz Yisrael, like we learn in the Pasuk Tas, over Yehuda, Binyamin, and Beis Ephraim, they now retreated back across the Yarden, and they massed there, thus removing danger from the land of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Ephraim. Furthermore, the Ammonites confronted Gilad, as they had for the previous 18 years. The Giladites felt confident enough to gather their own forces for battle. When the Ammonites saw this, that the Giladites were amassing forces for battle to fight back against Ammon, the Ammonites withdrew even further into their own country. The Jews could not press this newfound advantage, however, until they had someone capable of leading them in war. That's what they say here in Pasuk Yirchas. Who is the man who will fight on our behalf against the Bnei Ammon? He ultimately will be the head of the land of Gilad. So even though the Jews now have the upper hand because of the mercy of Hashem, causes the Ammonites to retreat out of the heartland and retreat even further east. Nevertheless, they are searching for a person who is capable of leading them to war, and the search for this person and the outcome will be the topic of the upcoming chapter. So it's not as a lengthy chapter, but it has many lessons. First of all, the ongoing turmoil in the land continues during this time. The fighting with the enemy continues, but also we learn from here something very, very relevant from all times. We must live in the world in which we live. We must be good citizens. We must be lawful, law-abiding, respectful. But we have to remember that our salvation only comes from God. No foreign powers ultimately will save Klal Yisrael. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael. And that's where we must always turn. Not in dangerous times, but in all times. We must remember there is a Ribono Shalom. Ein lanu mil shein ela ala vinu shabashamayim. Thank you for studying together. Ilui nishamot imaoteinu yekorot. Esther Hoppenheimer la Hashem and Sarah Shanker la Hashem. Each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generation's kol tov. Thank you to all. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.